The DA has been encouraged by the turnout to this past weekend's public participation hearings in Gauteng and the level of engagement from participants. It seemed that the majority of participants share the DA's concerns regarding the bill, particularly so-called Lesufi clauses, which seeks to put power in the hands of the department and the minister, taking away power from school governing bodies and the right to determine their school's admission and language policies. The bill ignores homeschooling concerns and do not address the real issues in the schools, such as crumbling infrastructure, dropout rates, and poor quality teaching, while completely missing an opportunity to legislate online learning. We believe that these clauses could be used to target schools that use mother tongue as language of instruction, particularly single medium schools. The DA will do everything in our power to stop this draconian bill from being pushed through Parliament and centralizing power, as was experienced by millions of children in KwaZulu-Natal. The centralization of power can lead to failure on a massive scale, with deep, debilitating repercussions on all but government. We encourage parents, educators, community members and stakeholders to attend the public hearings this afternoon in Secunda. The children of South Africa deserve the best possible future, not one where a power-hungry department decides their fate based on flawed ideology.